Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us on this Tuesday. You know, we've been in a series on gratitude right here before Thanksgiving, and Derek has been sharing some marvelous things, as he will today. If you've not been able to listen to the show so far, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find all of the teachings. You'll be able to download them, stream them. When you log on, you'll also find that you'll be able to get a free subscription to Proclamation Magazine, which is the wonderful magazine put out by Derek Prince Ministries. You'll find a lot of information that will help you and bless you in your spiritual life, but also a lot of material about what's going on in Derek Prince Ministries today. Now, Derek's teaching here before Thanksgiving has just been so powerful, and today he's going to talk about his personal gratitude. He's going to talk about what he's grateful for regarding America. You know, he calls himself an accidental immigrant because of the way he came into America and what America has meant to him. He has a powerful story that really needs to be told, I believe, and understood more, and particularly told right now before Thanksgiving. So let's get right to it. As Derek talks to us about a heart of gratitude here in this week before Thanksgiving.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I gave a brief overview of the historical background of Thanksgiving. I quoted several passages from my book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, passages which were in turn quotations from the book of Plymouth Plantation by William Bradford, who was the leader of the original group of pilgrims and the first governor of Plymouth Plantation, Plymouth Colony. These quotations from Bradford provided some important and revealing insights concerning the pilgrims, insights which I am afraid many Americans today have either forgotten or overlooked. I would like to emphasize particularly three aspects of the pilgrims. First of all, the kind of men they were. They were men of deep conviction. Their convictions were based on one supreme source, the Bible. And they came because they had studied the Bible, believed the Bible, and wanted to live the Bible out. In a certain sense, the Bible, the Word of God, was the seed that they brought with them that was planted in this continent. Secondly, their motives. They did not come for selfish motives. It has sometimes been said the Spaniards went to South America for gold, but the pilgrims came for Christ. Their motives were to be able to live out their convictions in freedom, in political freedom. They did not want to oppress others. They did not want to coerce others, but they wanted the liberty to live out their own personal convictions. And their convictions, as I've said, were based directly on the Bible. And then the third aspect of Thanksgiving that I emphasized in my talk yesterday was that Thanksgiving commemorates a very dramatic miracle which came in answer to prayer. If you are celebrating Thanksgiving this week in any way, bear in mind you're celebrating a miracle, something that would not have happened if believers had not united in public prayer and in seeking God. And the answer to their prayer came in a very clear, dramatic intervention of God that changed the climate, the weather, and saved the harvest. So bear those three things in mind, please, throughout this week. Think about the kind of men the pilgrims were. Think about their motives. And remember that Thanksgiving commemorates a miracle in answer to prayer. In my talk today, I want to take our theme for this week, Let's Show Our Gratitude, and apply it in a personal way to my own life. In a certain sense, I want to be an example. I want to share with you some of the reasons why I personally am grateful to the United States. You have to understand that I was not born an American. I imagine that my voice tells you that, even if I don't. Although my dear British friends now tell me that I no longer talk like a Britisher, so really it's hard for me to know just exactly where I stand in that respect. But I came to the United States as an immigrant. I was an accidental immigrant. I didn't intend to immigrate. I had spent 5 years on the mission field in East Africa, and then a year in Canada ministering to churches there. And a pastor who was a friend of mine who had pastored a church in the Midwest invited me for a 6 month visit to this country to be an associate pastor with him for that period. Well, I came with my first wife, Lydia, and we brought with us our little adopted African black daughter, who was then about 5 years old. When we got to the United States border, the immigration officials told us that 6 months was too long for a visit. We had no real documents for Joska to prove who she was or why we'd got her because of the circumstances of her adoption in Africa. And so I just cast myself on the mercy of the immigration department and said, maybe you can help us. And I want to testify with real gratitude that I dealt a great deal in that time with the immigration department, and I received unfailing courtesy and kindness. Today it's so fashionable to criticize the departments of our government that I want to do the opposite. I want to say they were very good to me, and it's out of their kindness that I'm here in the United States, so many years later, a United States citizen. And I want to say that generally speaking, as a Britisher with my own particular background and philosophy and outlook, I have experienced most wonderful acceptance in this nation.
You know, I'm always moved with Derek's testimony at the timing in which he came into the country. First of all, I should say, here's a man from England who is extolling the wonders of American history and American heritage. I mean, that's unusual, not only because of some of the tensions there, but of course we became a country by breaking off from England. So it's a little unusual to have an Englishman extolling the history and heritage of America and valuing his citizenship in the new country. But let me tell you that Derek came to the United States just a few months before the Kennedy assassination, which, as we all know, was November 22nd, 1963. And he was standing in a grocery store and heard the announcement that John F. Kennedy had been shot. And given what God had been teaching him in other countries about prayer for nations and intercession for governments, he immediately became aware that there wasn't an adequate prayer covering in America, that there wasn't enough intercession going on for the nation, and that people were basically criticizing and griping. This was at a tough time in American history with everything from the Bay of Pigs in Cuba to failed missile or rocket attempts and moon landings and things of that nature. So it was a troubling time. The raucous rebellion of the 60s was heating up. And I think it's so beautiful to listen to Derek talk about not only his gratitude for his own citizenship and immigration into America, but also his gratitude for the heritage of this great country. Listen, there's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Of all the books in the Bible, one speaks most clearly to the needs of the soul, the Psalms. When you need assurance, the Lord is my shepherd. Or when fear grips your mind and heart, and no evil shall befall us. Now Derek Prince escorts you through these wonderful words of comfort in Through the Psalms with Derek Prince. This powerful book offers Derek's unique personal insights into all the Psalms and provides a helpful index to the scriptures that speak to your specific needs. In writing this book, it was Derek's sincere prayer that his personal meditations would help you draw closer to God than ever before. To order your copy of Through the Psalms with Derek Prince for only $14.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Going through the Psalms with Derek Prince will set you on a course of refreshing discovery and makes a wonderful gift for Christmas. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are in a series with Derek Prince on showing gratitude. What's so moving about today is that Derek is telling his personal story of coming to America and being blessed and understanding American heritage and history and the faith that survived through the generations. Well, let me be quiet now as we listen to Derek talk about our heart of gratitude.
Now, I'm brought up in Britain as a member of the Anglican Church, but today, my convictions and my experiences have led me outside that particular church. And so many times, even today in Europe, a person with my attitude would be classified as sectarian, dismissed as somebody that's right off the track. Probably many of you Americans don't appreciate the tremendous liberty and tolerance that there is in matters of religion in this country. But I'm grateful for it. I've found here acceptance and enlargement. My ministry has been tremendously enlarged. One of the most exciting things that I've experienced in the United States is fellowship with outstanding Christian leaders from all backgrounds, Protestant, Catholic, charismatic, non-charismatic, independent, denominational. I have cherished personal friendships with leaders today in the work of Christ from all those backgrounds in this country. I think I could say that it was here in the United States I really discovered the body of Christ. I'm aware, of course, that there's a great deal of division and intolerance even here in America. But that's not my main impression. My main impression is acceptance, enlargement, and warm fellowship. And so, at this season of Thanksgiving, I want to be among the first to give God thanks publicly through my radio ministry for these blessings. And I want to challenge you to cultivate a thankful attitude and express your thanks throughout this week. I want to close this talk with one specific item for Thanksgiving in connection with the United States and my personal experiences in this country. Not only have I found fellowship and the body of Christ, but through the support and the encouragement of American Christians from many backgrounds, this nation and this country has become a base for me for worldwide outreach. Today I have an outreach that extends through messages recorded on cassette, through my books, and through personal ministry to many other countries in the world. It's no exaggeration to say that God has privileged me with this ministry of mine to reach millions of people around the earth. I met a minister from the country of Nepal, a small country in the north of India, and he told me how he had been blessed through articles that I'd written in a magazine. And I just marveled that out of this base here in this nation, my ministry and my messages had reached into that distant land of Nepal where there's such a tremendous need for Christian ministry and Christian material. And that's just one of countless examples of how, from my base here in the United States, my ministry has reached really around the world. And I want to acknowledge with deep gratitude the base that God has given me here, the material base, the financial base, the support of committed believers. All these things I have in a degree and in a measure, which I do not believe I would have ever had in any other country that I know of today. And so at this season of Thanksgiving, I want to give thanks for those things. And now I'm going to ask you to join with me in a brief prayer. Father, we want to thank you today for all the blessings that we enjoy in this nation. I want to thank you personally for your goodness to me through America and through the people of America. And I want to ask you, Lord, to give the people of this nation a true understanding and thankful hearts at this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, I want to say, coming out of this moving segment where Derek has been talking about his story of immigration to America and the great heritage of faith that we have, that throughout the nation's history, Christians have remembered on Thanksgiving Day their pilgrim forebears by putting just 5 kernels of corn on each plate on Thanksgiving Day, before the great feast, before all the food is eaten, to remember the starving time at Plymouth and to remember the great faith and the great acts of gratitude that founded this nation. You might consider that. As the table is groaning with food this Thanksgiving celebration, just put 5 kernels of corn on each plate and remind those assembled, especially the young ones, of the heritage of our country, of the starving time of those who settled our land and who said they sailed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, and also to remember the great faith and gratitude that has built this country. There's so much more to come, especially a unique story of Thanksgiving, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The passing of Derek Prince did not mean the end of Derek Prince Ministries. Instead, it marked a new beginning.
If I had only one message to leave to posterity, my family, my friends, whoever it might be, I would say it in 3 words. God is faithful.
And to succeed, we need your help. Through your gifts and offerings, you play a part in taking Derek's powerful and practical teaching to countless lives and hearts. Through the printed word, audio, video, and more, you keep the ministry of Derek Prince alive and active throughout the world. And of course, your partnership makes it possible to keep ministry, encouragement, and biblical insights coming to you and your family as well. For that, we are very grateful. To honor both the memory and the wishes of Derek Prince, will you stand with us as we continue the work he started so well and loved so much? Prayerfully consider taking an active part in carrying on the legacy of Derek Prince's life and ministry by making the most generous gift you can to Derek Prince Ministries. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit our secure website at derekprince.org. Please make the most generous gift you can and be assured your gifts will be used prayerfully and prudently to keep the teaching of Derek Prince coming to you and others. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us on the web at derekprince.org.
God is faithful.
Thank you for standing with us.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and in the studio with me today is one of my good friends and also one of the producers of this show, David Holland. David,
hey,
good to have you back.
It's always good to be back, Stephen. Thanks.
Dave comes many times for many reasons, but today he's got a story for us.
Yeah, indeed I do. We hear literally on a daily basis from people all over the world who are being impacted by this ministry. Over the last few days, and obviously the ministry topic here has been gratitude and Thanksgiving, right here around Thanksgiving time. And we've heard from a young lady in Texas who is deeply grateful for the ministry of Derek Prince and Derek Prince Ministries. Her name is Sarah Knott. Let's listen.
I remember the first time I heard Derek's voice on the radio. It was like the baby that leapt in Elizabeth's womb when she heard Mary. My spirit left when I heard his voice because the Holy Spirit was speaking through him to me, and since then I just have had a connection with his teachings and have been open to the wisdom that God uses Derek to deliver to me. And though I had heard the word preached in church, my eyes were not opened spiritually. I didn't have that personal experience of the Holy Spirit in my life and that Jesus was real. And when I heard Derek's testimony and his teachings, it was evident that he had experienced the same thing and was walking in the Spirit and in a real vital relationship with the Lord himself. And so I just had a connection of knowing that, you know, we're called to walk in the Spirit and experience the Lord in a real way every day. Something in my childhood caused deep wounds in my spirit and made me experience rejection in a way that negatively affected my life in a profound way. And God has been using this teaching to heal me. And the teaching is called Rejection, Cause, and Cure. It's made up of 5 individual studies, one for each day. I've used this teaching basically to develop my own self-image based on the truth in the Word of God. It's based on God's opinion of me, God's perspective of me, and not based on what any human being might think of me or how any other person might view me. And that's been very crucial in my life and helped me to even make decisions in life and live my life in a way that glorifies God without being afraid of rejection from other people or without being afraid even of failure. And it's helped me to be free, to really be who I am and be who I am called to be in Christ without fear. When you realize that God has accepted us in Christ Jesus, apart from anything that we have ever done, apart from anything that we ever will do, when we receive that love from God through Christ, it changes how we see ourselves. And when that happens, it begins to change how we see other people too. It really opens the door and enables us to love other people in spite of anything that they have done or anything they ever will do. It creates an atmosphere of love and acceptance in the church, and that's what's so desperately needed today, I believe. The life I lead today is full of hope. It's full of just knowing that my future is bright, knowing that no matter what battle that I'm facing every day, no matter how much I struggle with the things of the past, that God has given me the tools that I need to face every battle, to be victorious in every battle. He's giving me everything that I need through Christ, through the Word. And God has used Derek Prince Ministries many times in my life to deliver that truth, to deliver those tools, that wisdom, that experience that I need to overcome in the battles in life and to prosper and to become what God has called me to be. I know that my future in the Lord is very bright and that all things are possible with God.
I think that I'm touched by the fact that, you know, we tend to think that the provision that Jesus made for us has to do with sin and sickness, but he really did provide for these emotional, sort of psychological issues as well. And given how troubled our society is with them, that's such good news.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's often easy to lose sight of the fact that some of the people around us who are perhaps seemingly the most confident, the most boisterous, the most outgoing are internally, if you could see inside their soul, are suffering from some deep, deep rejection and hurt. And that's something that this teaching of Derek Prince really centers in on that you don't find a lot of teaching about.
And you know, it's interesting because what has happened is people have been hurt and then they have sort of worked their personality around those wounds so that they may be very, like you say, outgoing, bubbly types of people, but they're covering for something. It's not to say that everybody who's outgoing is that way, but many times something's being covered that's very painful and it's producing that personality that perhaps even makes them popular and beloved amongst their friends.
That's exactly right. I know one of the things that's made John Eldridge's book, Wild at Heart, so particularly relevant to so many men is that he talks about the father wound that so many men carry. And that relationship between a father and a son, or a father and a daughter for that matter, is such a powerfully important relationship. And yet, fathers were also deeply flawed that we all carry a lot of wounds along those lines.
Well, you know what else is great, too, is the way that the truth is the truth. And when Derek writes a book like God's Remedy for Rejection, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 500 years later. The fact is, it's still the truth, and it's impacting lives.
That's exactly right. It is a powerful, powerful teaching. We saw how it impacted Sarah's life, and the fact is, it will impact anyone who reads it. That's why we always encourage people, if they want a resource like that, it's always available for them 24/7 there at DerekPrince.org in the online resource area.
Dave, it's always great to have you with us.
My pleasure.
And for all of us at Derek Prince Ministries, we want to thank you for being with us. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own copy of Through the Psalms for only $14.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. Call now with your special gift and help keep the legacy alive. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can send your support securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.